got some significant projects that are still ongoing. The biggest one being Welborn Middle School, which, as you may recall, has a total project budget of over $51 million. So that's a big one. This was one that the school board approved back in October of 2016, and we are still in budget, and we are still behind schedule on that one. We do have a projected completion date window between August 6th and August 17th right now. So we're pressing hard to make that closer to the 6th than the 17th, And looking out the window today and see all the rain, it just makes everybody in my office groan. But it will be ready for the first day of school on Monday, August 20th, which is a week sooner than we normally open it. But with this completion date so close to the first day of school, there's no doubt we're going to have a greater than normal number of punch list items. It's going to be a little more chaotic, a little rougher looking than what any of us are used to. But I'm claiming right now with a big gulp that we will have it ready in time for school to start. So Pepper Lawson does a great job with that work. So they're going to get us there.
Can I ask you a couple of questions about?
Yes, sir.
Does that give us the 17th? Am I seeing that right? So teachers wouldn't have the weekend to be ready on Monday?
What that means is that's the date that we would be anticipating getting our temporary certificate of occupancy from the city. We will start all the move-in activities for furniture and everything else prior to that with special permission from the city. We've already been talking to them about that. So that we're not going to be jammed up into having to do the whole thing over the weekend before school starts, which is we've had our hat off and talking to our friends at the city for many months over this, and they've been very, very cooperative, I might add.
And then activities, the trainings and things like that that the teachers go through, we have arrangements for them?
We won't make arrangements.
Okay.
We do. Fortunately, we've got Julie Mischler as our principal over there, and I know she's very, very capable of making adjustments on the fly, so she might have to make some this round, too.
Fair enough.
Here's a little aerial photo. We've got at Welborn Middle School, and let's see if I can – here we go. Just give you a little perspective. This is Reuter Road right here. If you can follow the cursor there, just to kind of give you a little feel for the site. The parent traffic will be looping in here. This is always kind of the big question. And we've got this long, long queuing, double queuing space. It goes all the way back to the back, loops all the way back up to the front, and then over before the students are dropped off at the front of the school, which gives us a long queuing space. Lots and lots of parents will be able to get off of the road, which is good for everybody in the whole area. So you can see, of course, the main building is in the center. This little driveway that hooks all the way out to 2154 is going to be for our buses and our staff. They'll come back over here and kind of park to this side of the building. And then, of course, you see the big green square back there is our practice field. The one up a little bit closer is where our football field is going to be located with the track around it. And this is our tennis courts up front. So. And a picture of the inside. This is just one of the photos from the inside of our cafeteria area. You can just kind of see some of the metal studs and all sorts of MEP rough end going on still. And this was from about a month ago. So our other construction project still ongoing, of course, is River Bend Elementary School. That's the one that we have recently started, $26.9 million total project budget. School board approved that back in September, just a few months back. I am proud to say we are still in budget and still on schedule for that one. So with an anticipated completion date of February of 2019, so we've got about 1 year to go on that. So if I could only rob a few months off of that one and put it over to the middle school, but unfortunately it doesn't work that way. So we are about 15% complete with that project right now. And related to that, we had some work right across the fence from us that the Mission Ranch folks are working on for us. They are doing the sanitary sewer work that we'll be tying the school into. That work has now commenced. The deadline for completion of that work was October 15th, 2017. So the Mission Ranch folks have looked that over and have given us a revised timeline now. And they're saying that everything, including the lift station, is going to be complete by spring of 2018. So then that's not going to get us into any kind of a squeeze or anything on the project overall. Here's an aerial view of that one to give you a reference. This is the long road in front of it right here. This is Holloman South. If you go all the way down, well, up to the top there, this is Rock Prairie Wooding, where it kind of cuts over. So you can see where we've got a lot of the paving accomplished already, which kind of loops in this little serpentine path kind of around the site to drop off students here. This big muddy footprint right here is where the school is going to be sitting. And back on the Rock Prairie side is where it's going to loop back around for buses and staff parking on this side of the school. So, and all of these yellow lines right here that you're seeing is the same we're seeing right here. That's the poly that we've got wrapped around some of our grade beams. We're getting ready. And, in fact, a few days ago poured our first major slab pour over there. So we've got a fellow by the name of John Morgan is our superintendent over there for Pepper Lawson and is doing just a great job for us.